You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Historically, it's very challenging to move up to the very top of the draft. We do have a unique position, the fact that we have a lot of assets that would be pretty valuable in terms of young prospects, players, extra picks, all that stuff. So I think that gives us every opportunity. Jerry does a really good job of kind of clustering players for me. Okay, this is the time to strike. If a deal, if you can make a deal, do it now because this is the guy.
Kevin Adams today. Jerry Fortin is Jerry, assistant GM. Paul Hamilton will join us in half an hour. His thoughts on what was said today and the NHL draft this weekend. The futures of J.J. Paterka, Alex Tuch, all of us. Paul doesn't like to make predictions, though.
Right.
Paul, what am I looking at? 20 years? Would you take 20? Never mind. That's a little bit morbid. Aaron Rodgers, this was important that it got traction, says he's, quote, pretty sure, end quote, this will be his last season. Guy has, you know.
I'm pretty sure his last season was 3 years ago.
I've got messaging issues with the Sabres. We all should. Like, it just doesn't seem major league at all. You got to give Rodgers credit for finding ways to just, anything he says, I guess, is news. What is that? He's 40. He'll be 42 mm-hmm. at the end of the season. He's pretty sure. Everybody would be pretty sure this will be his last season. Like, what is it for him to say it? He wouldn't even say definitely.
Right.
Just he's pretty sure. Adam Schefter bites on that.
Well, you never know. I mean, if they win the Super Bowl, he might want to run it back.
He might anyway. What he's going to want to do, if maybe, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he won't. But feels like what he might want to do is just drag it on next year. Just drag it out. Not drag it on, drag it out. Just like he did this year. I'm glad we treat things like that. Is that misinformation? No, it's not misinformation, but it's useless. It's obvious. It's not even news at all.
It's pointless information.
Alex is with us. Hi, Alex.
How are we?
Alex? Hi, go ahead.
Thanks, boys. I'm gonna try to stay calm right now. I mean, is it Groundhog's Day? And does this guy not self-evaluate at all? We just went through this in December. He talks about being sad for the fans. We're sad that Mathias Samuelsson, the man with the gusto of a wet sock, is on this team. He should have been cut immediately after the Nathan hit, and now he's Sammy Boy. Okay, Sammy Boy, are you kidding me? And Kevin's to blame. But the Sabres PR department also needs to be fired because they're clearly not giving him the right information. They're putting memos every day on his desk, and now I'm wondering if Kevin Adams just can't read. And it's the same condescension, it's the same talking down, it's the same we know more than the fan base energy. And I'm losing my mind over here. And every time he's asked a tough question, he does this smug little laugh. And it's like, dude, I get that it's a defense mechanism, but like, you're a general manager. Get your
Act together.
Yes. And on Samuelsson, there are literally social media accounts dedicated to cutting this guy from the team because we're ashamed to have him wearing a sweater after his response to the hit on Tage Thompson.
Well, the point I would make is not whether he should be, you should be ashamed he's on the team or anything. The point is, Adams was eager, champing at the bit today to bring up that there was some report about their buying him out that he thought was erroneous, and maybe he's right. And he was so eager to tell you that. I think a serious organization would have maybe discussed it, but if that's not what to be expected, if that's not to be expected from the Sabres, at least let's just sort of calm down and read the room, see the whole board, and make sure what you are not today is indignant about media coverage on the heels of a 14th straight non-playoff season, which is by far an NHL worst.
Especially about one of your least popular players. Like, if this is about Tage Thompson or Rasmus Dahlin, like Dahlin wants out and Adams wants to take his shirt off and go just crazy screaming about how erroneous that is, I think Sabres fans are going, okay, man, yeah, I hope that's right because I love this guy. He's excellent, and we need him, and we can't just keep trading away top overall picks because they're unhappy and we can't win. Okay, great. Samuelson is one of the least popular players on the team with the fan base.
But what is even, like, the range, you know? Like, Dahlin is tops. Is he the most popular player on the team?
I would say probably. Him and Thompson, Tuck, you know, guys who are good, that play their roles, that know what they're here to do. Samuelson is a 6'3", 220-pound man who is not a deft puck mover, not a great skater, not someone who's you're really counting on to carry the puck out of the zone and out of danger. He's here because he's big and rugged and supposed to be tough and protecting people. And he's on the ice when Tage Thompson gets blasted. And I said this the day after, and I'll say it again right now. Even if you don't know what happened, the linesman, like, just open your eyes. The linesmen are chasing the guy around the ice who laid the hit because they know hockey players, plural, many of them, are going to be coming. And you're just watching. Like, I didn't see it. That is. I'm with anybody who thinks that was cause for termination immediately. And now, it's not that easy because it's a hockey player with a guaranteed contract, and you can't just walk away from. I mean, you can, but there's repercussions. It's just not a guy that any Sabres fan is upset hearing misinformed speculation about at all. Fans would welcome it. It would be an opportunity to get someone playing 22 minutes a night who might actually help the team.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
No, I mean, I. What do I mean? I mean, sure. Yes, sure. I don't even know that he rates. When I ask, like, who's the most popular player on the team, Dahlin, Thompson, it's the point from yesterday, which is, What are the feelings if they move those guys? Like, they've had no success with any of them. It's not that they're not good. It's just, I don't know if most fans even care about Samuelson or could identify him. I mean, that's not wrong, what you said. It's just, like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know, man. You've said that three times, so I'm sorry if I got overly aggressive there, but I think that's preposterous. That fans don't know who Matthias Samuelson is and what his shortcomings are. Fans do still care about this team. And he is at the flashpoint of the season's most embarrassing disaster, other than the Palm Trees news conference.
And the record.
So that's why it's just an odd choice to make him the guy that you feel bad that fans have to listen to speculation about. It's just not, you talk about reading the room and knowing who your customers are, it couldn't be less informed about any of those things. That's the point.
Well, I don't, okay. Adams will use, I mean, Samuelson is a little bit down the list at least. He just wants to complain about the media. He just wants to defend himself in his way about what he thinks is unfair. And I think it would be pretty easy to find stuff online in the media that would be at least a little bit wrong that would rankle you. But how is it still becoming the story? Like, that's what he's getting wrong, if it's not just the record, because, you know, that's bad enough. But it's just like, he needs somebody to settle him down and to be like, nobody cares about this. It's not that nobody cares about Samuelson. It's just like, this is totally not what we're here to be talking about. He's using this kind of random whatever. I don't even know what it is. I told you earlier, I didn't even know about it. He's using this kind of random opportunity to rail against the media. And basically, what's his point? His point with palm trees was what? It's not fair to me. It's not fair to us. It's not fair to me. And isn't this the same thing? And does anybody care? Does anybody sympathize? Does anybody really want to sort of listen to that? Don't we kind of want somebody else at that point that isn't going to sound like that and be like, it's the media's fault. It's, you know, it's New York State's fault. It's Mother Nature's fault. That was the thing then, I think. And this is a form of it, which is if you can't do it, then we'll find somebody else who can or is willing to, you know, give it a try. That's what I would say.
Right. Well, choosing to do it, just to say it one more time, choosing to do it and using a player that the fans would, I think, very much like to see not on the team anymore is just a horrible choice. That's it. It's just not the guy. If that's the only guy you've got a wrong report about, then keep it in your pocket. If somebody asks you about Matias Samuelson and you want to make this point that's erroneous and you want to defend him, fine. But leading with it, like as some way of saying, fans, I feel your pain, is just, it's a big miss. I mean, it's just not even on target at all.
That's what I mean on Samuelson is like, I mean, I don't know what you know about it. I'm telling you again, I didn't know anything about it. He's thinking that this is a story that fans are annoyed by, right? It's whether they like Samuelson or not, or whether they're being lied to or whatever it is. Like for Adams, this is top of mind. Should it be? What is the story? What is the report? I don't know. I still don't know.
It was really just that, is that Sabres are considering a buyout of Matias Samuelson.
Somebody said that.
Yeah.
Somebody national?
I think Frank Saravelli's name was attached to it, but I haven't gone to find it, but I think that's what it
was. Which, if the word is considering, you don't need to have a conversation with them to consider it. Who's the Sabres? Adams alone?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Somebody else, like, it could doesn't even have to be wrong if that's the actual wording you're not quoting, I think.
No.
But just remember with Mittelstadt, how Adams was, like, indignant at one point. It was one of the first times I ever saw him this way. Like, we're not shopping Casey Mittelstadt, right?
Right.
Then he was traded.
Right.
You know, they're not shopping him, but they're listening. And it was important to him to make that distinction. That we're not calling teams about him.
Right.
They're calling us. Well, how stupid is that? How could you care about that? Just, we listen to everything. Today, we think about it. We talk about everything. It's just so easy. Hockey players love to make the simple play. Every hockey announcer, make the simple play. Pucks to the net, make the safe, simple play. Here was the safe, simple play. We have conversations about every player, every scenario. That's it.
Right.
And that's all you have to say. And why step in it? It's so easy. It should be so easy, which I think is why I get so crazy when they blow it, because it really should be so easy. For all the times sports gets away with not actually answering the question or not telling you the truth, how dare anybody in sports talk about misinformation? That's upper body, mid body, Josh Norris injury on the official injury report. We don't know. Like, how dare anybody associated with the team complain about misinformation? Yeah. They're the number one answer on the board when it comes to misinformation. They're the ones who don't want you to know the truth for all kinds of other reasons. But no, today, I bet that didn't come up today. Now it's whoever's fault. He's probably feeling like, thank God I've got the Samuelson thing, or else, I don't know, I would have had to pick something else.
Yeah.
To make the point. The number one point I want to make, which is this game is rigged. Paul coming up at 4, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.